Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segema Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I want to talk to your spirits. Hopefully it's an early morning, or you could be listening to me anytime throughout the world, because my podcast is available throughout the world. So I rejoice with you, no matter what country you come from, or what city or place, or what homeland you call your home. We have a heavenly home that's in the heavens as well as on earth that supersedes the natural. And that's what we're going to talk about today. This is going to be a challenging podcast. So yes, go ahead and send it to someone right now before you listen to it, so you won't change your mind. Like it, share it, subscribe it, join it. Because this one, I think you might want to listen to more than once. And then once you get past your flesh and say, okay, God, what is this man saying? Show me the revelation. I want to give you a scripture first, because everything I do comes out of the Bible. Or can be related to the Bible, because God spoke before the Bible, spoke during the Bible, and spoke after the Bible. So we're not bound to everything being a scripture. Hopefully you have spiritually grown past that. But on the same hand, I love when I have the confidence of whatever I say will go back to the scriptures for your sake, not for my sake. I talk to the Father face to face in my spirit being in the night watch and on the other side of the veil. So I'm very confident of what he's saying. But if you haven't had a lot of those experiences yet, you may be bound only by the natural realm. So let's go to the natural realm just for a moment. In Proverbs, it says that it's the glory of Yahweh to conceal a thing and the glory of kings to search it out. Now, this might be controversial to you, not that scripture, but what I'm about to say. But before you dismiss it and say, well, no, I heard this other teacher tell me this, or I know these scriptures mean this, or, you know, this is the Greek of this is the Hebrew of this, or this is that. I want you to go sit in the heavens before the Father and say, Yahweh, speak to me that I may become the son of the Most High God as you called me to be. That's male or female. We're talking about a position. When you don't know your position, I ministered in this today in church. When you don't know your position in an area of your life, you'll settle for what you think you know, or you'll settle for what someone else told you, or you'll settle for what, you know, hey, I read a scripture. I think this is what it means. Holy Spirit is speaking to me. This is what I can comprehend. This is what Holy Spirit can show me. Don't think Holy Spirit's showing you everything. That's not even scripturally correct. It says you see in part and you hear in part, just like I do. And then usually can only show you at the level of your faith, the level of your belief, the level of your understanding, or the level of your openness or willingness. I did a podcast yesterday you should listen to on willingness of heart. So I want to go to this because I remember Ian Clayton and a few other mighty men and women of God that's gone before me. They started ministering this way before I ever started ministering this. They started talking like this, and I was like, what the world are you talking about? You're no longer under the authority of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And I was like, what you mean, you know, I'm no longer under the authority of the sun and the moon and the stars? I never knew I was under the authority of the sun and moon and stars. What they were saying is you're no longer under the natural realm. And then I remember Apostle Aaron, my spiritual father, during that time for the last 30 years, he began to speak and say that you're not bound to the Gregorian calendar. And don't get offended when I tell you you're not bound by the Hebrew calendar either. Okay, you're a son, you're a daughter, you live in the mountain of God, where there is no time before time, was time, is time, because the Father is the master of time. I'm speaking spiritually. That doesn't mean I don't honor things in the earth. That doesn't mean I don't honor things in the earth of what goes on in the earth. But I'm not bound to it. Yeshua showed us that by his life. When he ruled and reigned over the Sabbath, he showed you he was not bound to the calendar. He wasn't bound to religious holidays or not holidays. He wasn't bound to what man said or didn't do what man said. I mean, if you think about Jesus, where did he show up with his first known miracle? Now, we know that Mary and Joseph already seen this at the dinner table. I remember saying this one time as a joke, but you know this happened. Because if you remember, Jesus's mother at the wedding said, listen, go do whatever Jesus says. Now, when Mary went up to Jesus and said, listen, dude, I need you to take care of this. Now, how would she know that unless he's already done it? And this is what Jesus told her. My time has not yet come. But he did it anyway to show you that as a son, that's a male or female, king and priest, that's a position of God. I was not bound by the Gregorian calendar. I was not bound by the Hebrew calendar. I wasn't even bound by the date of my approachment. I'm doing out of the Spirit, by the Spirit, because I sit in the heavenlies as the Son of God. Now, you might say, oh, well, that's because he's Jesus. He's a deity. And on one hand, that's how I used to always believe the Bible. Jesus did what Jesus did because he's God. He's a deity. He's the Son of God. And then one day God began to deal with my heart and say, well, you're not the deity, but ain't you the divine nature of God out of the deity? Well, if you say no, then you're mistaken. The blood of Yeshua brought you back into fellowship with God and said that he was the first of many brethren. So if he's the deity of the divine nature of God, you are the divine nature of his deity. So do I not have the authority to rule and reign over the heavens and the earth like Jesus did, over time like Jesus did? Of course I do. Am I not a son of God like Jesus is because God said I was, Jesus said I was, Holy Spirit says I am, the scripture says I am? Or will I be bound to the rudiments of the earth? Will I be bound by the laws of the earth? Let's just go, let's go a little deeper into this because this was really sparked in my spirit today and it did not sit well with me. And I was like, God, you know, that is not what you're saying in the earth. You're not saying that in the earth. I'll take you to Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. This is talking about Yeshua's blood covenant, talking about the word, talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the salvation experience, that all you had to do to receive that was by faith. I believe that Jesus is Lord. That's how simple salvation is. Now, walking it out is a life, yes. But I don't want to go back and be religious no more. Walking it out is not a lifestyle. Walking it out is a life. What life? The life that I believe that Jesus is Lord. And I'm being created and transformed into the transfiguration of Christ Yeshua by my faith in him and his ability to work in me. See, what happened with the church world is even after Jesus said, up to this point, the law has failed you. Religious holidays has failed you. Religious days have failed you. Religious sayings have failed you. But I supersede all religious holidays, religious days, religious expressions. I am the expression in the Word. And you say, how do I know that? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then verse 14 says, and then the Word became flesh and dwelt among them, and they knew him not. So he's saying, I am the completeness. So it's not that the Bible is the completeness or Hebraic law or English law or do's and don'ts or even the Ten Commandments. None of these things are the completeness of God, though they may have all expressions and part of God. I'm not taking away from what they are, but they're not the completeness of him. The completeness of him is Yeshua the Christ. And you seated in Christ. So let's go ahead and read that word in Corinthians 3:6. Who also qualified us to be ministers of the new covenant. New covenant. Not of the letter. Not of the law. Why the letter says, do this way. Do this that way. Do it this way. If you don't do it exactly this way, you must not be right. Jesus is saying, it's not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills. means it was too heavy to bear and hardly anyone could ever keep it. If you read your scripture, this is why Jesus came. But the Spirit gives life. He fulfills the law and becomes the substance of salvation, restoration, qualification, righteousness inside of you by his blood. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And when I take on this revelation, now I know that I'm no longer bound to the sun, the moon, the stars. I remember this. I told y'all before I grew up, I would never, what you would consider, celebrate Halloween. I don't celebrate Halloween now. Or celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas now. Well, what you mean you don't celebrate Christmas? I seen you with a Christmas tree on Facebook. I seen your family eat dinner. That's right. On that day we get together, honor Yeshua. I'm not bound by the law of the earth. If I decide to eat candy on October 31st, I'm not celebrating Halloween. I am the creator of the atmosphere that I live in. I'm not bound on the law of fear. Oh my God, it's Halloween. Oh my God, it's Christmas. Oh my God, it's Easter. It's a pagan holiday. Then you don't know who you are in Yahweh. There is no holiday that's above my God, that's above me, because I live above the calendar. I live above time. I live out of the cosmos, out of the secrets of the mysteries of Elohim, the God that's above all things. Well, brother, these are the things that the devil does. That's right. Those are things that the devil do because their heart is set. Read your word. To him that is pure, all things are pure. That him that is not pure, all things are unpure. Listen, Yahweh's been buying me a Christmas tree since I was 5 years old. You can't deny it. I can't deny it. Won't deny it. Does that mean, oh, I'm over here being a pagan? Oh, my God, I'm doing Christmas? No, I'm getting together, giving some gifts to my friends and laughing about the spirit of love that's in the day. But I am the light of the world. See, you just don't know who you are. Satan has the church, attacking each other over living under the law of the knowledge of good and evil that's eating out of the natural realm instead of a living and abiding out of sonship, which is eating from the tree of life because I have went to the heavenly realm. I've went to the banqueting table of God. I ate of his flesh and I became him. I drank of his blood and I became him. And therefore I sin no more. Now my actions are not equated with sin. I'm in the heavenly realm eating of that which is of the tree of life and of the river of life. Come up here. Come up here and see who you are. Jesus went and did this while he was on the earth. There's a reason he resurrected Lazarus on the fourth day, because they said in the first 3 days, it may not even be a true resurrection. There's a reason why he did all the things that he did contrary to the laws and the schedules of man. Though he did honor some, there's nothing wrong with honor them either. So don't go backwards on me. Don't say, oh, well, you know, what does that mean? You don't want to honor, you know, Rosh Hashanah or all those other things. I will, anything I want to honor, I can honor. I'm a son, like I said. I have that right, but I'm not bound to the law. The law is written in the heart of God, and its righteousness is inside of me. None of these things on the earth makes me righteous. Honoring those holidays doesn't make me righteous any longer. And if you try to go back and eat of the law again and mix it with grace, the unmerited favor of the blood covenant that moved me out of the natural realm to the supernatural realm, now you've taken law and put it on the back of Christ all over again, nailing Christ to the cross. Instead of walking in the liberty of righteousness, instead of walking in the liberty of wholeness and walking in the liberty of godliness out of being God-likeness, out of what Yeshua did in the cross, resurrected, ascended, I am now crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. Well, Apostle, you're always teaching us Hebrew letters. Or ain't you submitted to some of the Hebrew traits? I mean, we need to go back to our roots. Yeah, you do need to go back to your roots. And I love the Hebraic stuff. I love it. There's nothing wrong with it. But on the other hand, that's not my roots. My root is out of the loin of God. Your root is not what happened on this earth. Your root is you came out of the loins of God. I knew you before you were ever born, and I called you, and I prospered you, and I blessed you, and I marked you. Everything that happened on this earth was the gathering of man back into righteousness, first of the law, and then of the spirit, first of the natural realm and bondage. And of course, they even call it in the New Testament, the covenant of death. Now I'm in the covenant of life, the new covenant that brings me to eternal life. So I act and I am and I live and I move and I have my being as an eternal being right now. And I supersede those things. I remember, they had people tell me that they didn't want to shop at certain stores, you know, because, oh, someone did this or someone did that, or they believe this or they believe that. Now, that's your prerogative. You can shop where you want, but you're not taking a spiritual stance. A spiritual stance is you going into heaven and becoming the governance of Yahweh over the mountain of the Lord of that situation and bringing light to God. Not light to someone's sin, not light to someone's failure, not light to their disgust, light to God. The church world has this whole thing backwards, and that's why we've not gotten anywhere. Come up here and be sons. Walk in shalom peace. Why do you think Jesus went and hung out with the sinners and the publicans and knew where the whores were? Because he was a partier all of a sudden and wanted to hang out with the red light district? No, because he knew in whom he was. And therefore, as he was sitting and eating and drinking with the sinners and publicans, like the Bible says, and having friendships with these people, acquaintances with these people, talking to them, he wasn't always sitting around sharing the kingdom. That's not true. He was the kingdom. He was the kingdom. When you forget who you are, you will try to find it in a principle or a law. Jesus never did. He said, I am the word. Guess who else is now the living word? Me and you through Christ Jesus. So no longer am I bound on the Gregorian calendar or the Hebraic calendar or any calendar. Not that I don't want to honor. I get to honor what I want to honor. I'm not saying that. But in saying him, I have no religious bondage. Nor am I threatened by what the world says something is. That's really the key to my message. I've been hearing this nonsense my whole life. What the world says it is does not mean it is. It's what the King of Kings and Lord of Glory and the witness of the Holy Ghost says, and the seal of the Father and the seven spirits of God says. I can go on and on with false doctrine teaching that they're teaching today, bringing division into the church. Because, oh, you didn't pray this way, or you didn't baptize this way, you didn't do this. Yahweh goes and looks at the hearts of man. Do you know how many people in heaven that never did the things that I did or the things you did? Because it's by the blood covenant. It's by the blood covenant and someone crying in their heart. What about the man at the cross? Remember the man at the cross? He never got saved. He never got baptized. He didn't get baptized with the Holy Ghost. Never spoke in tongues. He just cried unto Jesus. When you go in your paradise, remember me. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. Every law was canceled right then. Every ritual was canceled. Everything was superseded. Why? His love and his favor and his mercy said, today you're a son. You're not bound to those things anymore. Come and eat of me. Come and eat of me. Now, that doesn't mean if God gives you some revelation. Like I said, I do teach on the Hebrew living letters a lot. I teach on Hebrew stuff a lot. I do the menorah. I do all kinds of things. But I'm not bound to the law of it. And neither when I have a Christmas party or if I'm out, I really don't trick or treat or whatever, but I've given out candy before. Man, I'm praying in the spirit of God blessings on people. I'm not being afraid of what the devil calls the day. It doesn't matter what the devil calls the day. It's what I decide to be when I show up in that day. If that's the case, then you don't know who you are in Christ Yeshua. You're trying to live up to something by some bondage of religion instead of resting in the fullness of the Spirit of God that you are. This is why the Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings to search it out. A king is someone that has arrived and able a maturity of to balance all things, to hear and heed at all things, and make holy judgments and whole and all things. In all things. That is what a king does. See? He didn't say a pauper or an immature or a novice person knows the secrets of God. He said a king knows the secrets of God. Someone has positioned themselves in the heavenly realm and got into the secrets of God to come up here. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. I pray that this podcast doesn't mess up your world too much. Don't try to read into it too much. Ask Holy Spirit. Listen to it a few times. Ask Holy Spirit and let him rise you up into who you are in Christ Jesus and become the living being of God in the earth, the living word, through the blood covenant, sealed with the Holy Spirit, engaging the heavenly hosts. Well, once again, I love you so much. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this with someone. Like and subscribe. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.